Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Senator Richard Blumenthal joining us here on Brian and Company. He got back from Ukraine. Obviously, we talked with Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven earlier this morning about this incursion into legitimate Russian territory by the Ukrainian military. Senator Blumenthal, good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, listen, I think that there were kind of low expectations here, and it's a little surprising of how easily and decisively Ukraine has moved into Russian territory. I think the concern is sort of like, what's the exit strategy here, or what is the strategy, and then what might Putin do in response? Are you concerned of like a big ramp up in this conflict, or worried about what Putin might do now?
There's legitimate reason to worry about what Putin may do, because he is obviously a cutthroat thug who has no respect for human life. He has escalated this war by kidnapping children and killing innocent civilians by bombing and missiles. He's escalated the use of missiles, so he's now using the hypersonic type, and he's using American electronics, chips, computers, equipment and so forth from American companies. There's no question to be that we ought to be concerned. But this very bold and brilliant maneuver by the Ukrainians has thrown him off base completely. It's put the Russians on their heels. And remember that Ukrainian is outmanned, outnumbered, and outgunned. And they are fighting our fight insofar as our security is at stake. We are a NATO ally, and Putin will keep going against other countries like Poland, where we have an obligation to put troops on the ground. So enabling this kind of incursion that potentially diverts Russian troops from the Eastern Front is very much in Ukraine's interest. Long-term strategy, they'll have to be negotiated at some point, but it has to be at a time when Ukraine is negotiating from a position of strength, and that's the purpose of this incursion.
Yeah. And, you know, full transparency, we have no idea what Putin may or may not do had he secured Ukraine. But my biggest concern is that this has been ongoing for a couple of years now, and we have this threat in Iran about what they might do in response to Israel in their territory, taking out a Hamas leader. I mean, a lot of our listeners are very nervous about two things. They're nervous about the many billions of our dollars going overseas to support Israel and Ukraine, but they're also concerned about safety internationally. I'm just curious about, you know, you and your colleagues. I mean, how concerned are you about, I mean, these are two massively intense situations that could go either way.
Brian, you really hit your head, hit the head of the point here.
The nail.
you didn't hit your head. I'm still, kind of recovering from a little bit of jet lag coming back from Ukraine just the day before yesterday, late in the night. But here's what we need to keep in mind. Iran is watching what we're doing in Ukraine. Will we support an ally there? Russia and Iran are working together on Ukraine. North Korea is supporting Russia. So is China. This, what they call axis of resistance to the United States, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, makes the world a dangerous place. And yes, Americans should be concerned about that danger. But we know from history the best way to deter our adversaries or enemies is to show strength and to demonstrate strength in reaction to aggression. We know also that appeasement simply encourages autocrats and dictators like Putin, like Xi in China, like the leaders of Iran or North Korea. And that is why pushing Putin back and devoting the resources that we have is so very important. Let's be realistic and very clear-eyed that the resources that we've devoted to Ukraine are a tiny fraction of our total defense budget, less than $100 billion. I know it sounds like a huge number, but remember, our yearly defense budget, and I know well how that budget is spent because I sit on the Armed Services Committee, is almost $800-900 trillion. Billion dollars a year. Now, $900 billion a year, and so far we have spent a fraction of it to degrade Russia's forces, to stalemate them largely in Ukraine, is an investment well worth doing when the world's dictators are watching the United States and how it supports its allies. So I understand the concern, and it's well-founded, that we don't have limitless resources to devote to these conflicts. And the danger of escalation is always there. But to retreat and resort to isolationism, America first, like it was at the beginning of World War II, where a lot of people say, well, you know, German subjugating Europe, taking over Europe, no big deal. We're separated by an ocean. We need not be concerned. You know, I will just say this. I recently went to the 80th anniversary of D-Day at Normandy, and I walked Omaha Beach, where those 18 and 19-year-old Americans literally landed in 8 feet of water carrying 70-pound backs under a hail of German mortar fire and machine gun bullets. They had to go across an expanse of beach, 3 football fields long, without any cover. You know, what they did on that day, 80 years ago in Normandy, to liberate Europe and defeat Nazism should inspire us today. This is our moment, just as it was their moment 80 years ago, and we can do it at much less cost in human life and dollars if we stand strong now.
Senator Blumenthal, we're so out of time, but I have to ask this question. I was hoping to be able to get it in with a little more time. The other thing people are talking about a lot in Connecticut is, you know, Pura, Eversource, electric bills, and there's a push by the Republicans in the state to get the state to pay for what's happening to consumers with these spikes, and the frustration with, you know, covering the cost of people who couldn't pay for too long. Do you think the state should spend some of its excess money on this problem?
I think the state ought to do everything possible to lower these electricity bills. I'm paying them along with everyone else, and I am damn angry. But, you know, for 20, 30 years, Brian, I have said that the utility structure of this state ought to be really examined thoroughly because they have a monopoly that is supposedly regulated, but they're guaranteed a profit still largely without regard to performance. And so I think the entire regulatory structure ought to be reviewed and reformed. And what I've said is also that I want the federal Electric Regulatory Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, as it's called, to play a greater role here in trying to lower electricity costs. I know we're out of time. It's a complex topic. I think the federal government has a greater role to play if the state needs that kind of help.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get more time to catch up next time. Get some rest. And as always, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.